I've done some things in my life that I have truly regretted deep down in my soul. But I thank God for forgiving me. I thank Him for chastising me. I thank Him for giving me strength to repent. It's up to us if we're going to continue to do those things that we know is not right, that is not righteous, that is not of God. It is up to us to allow Him to chastise us, because we will be chastised. Convict our spirits to be chastised. And it's up to us to make the decision to repent. That doesn't mean that God is going to stop our dreams. What He said is already done. Nobody can stop it. He says, when I do something, who can reverse it out of my hand? Who can deliver? That's in the book of Isaiah. Out of my hand, who can deliver? When He says something, it is already done. It is not in the making. There's nothing that you can do that can keep you away from your destiny if you strive for it. There are so many people out here that have dreams, and they believe that because they made mistakes in life, that God has just torn them away from their dreams. Like, it can never happen now because I've done this or I've done that. God is a forgiving God. We've been brought up in this era in religion where we've been told, oh, you're going to suffer, you're going to perish, you're going to this, you're going to that. It's not going to happen if you do this, in fear. But God said He is not a God of fear. He does not have a spirit of fear. So why would He put that fear in us if He is not a spirit of fear? He's not that type of God. He's a loving God. He's forgiving God. I had to experience that for myself because that was my mindset. And it hindered me from conquering my dreams. We don't chase dreams. We're not dream chasers. We're dream conquerors. Because when you're chasing something, it's running away from you. We're no longer chasing. We're conquering. And so if God doesn't give us the spirit of fear, and He loves us so much, and He's forgiven, why can't we conquer our dreams? We said we were all sinners. We all came into this world of sin. We've all made mistakes. If God kept us away from our dreams, there would be no lights. There would be no elevators. There would be no sexy high heel shoes. There would be no books. There would be no anything. All these things happened because these people had dreams. These were somebody's dreams that has manifested. It don't mean they were perfect people. Some of them right now conquering dreams are still doing wrong. It don't mean they're perfect people. What God says goes. His word is true. And if you could believe it, if you could know it, then you can see it manifest. In Jesus' name, amen.